Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor for the Hatzlacha of Klai Yisrael in all their fronts. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Chof Aleph in the Oiz Vardar edition, Perek Sheni, starting Halacha Vov, fourth lines down in Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, "And Shoyrim is a Murson Latanagorlim Avacholtim." Murson is the psoilus, the leftover, the shell of the wheat. You can't take that piece of the wheat, the Murson, and put it into water because it becomes chametz. Aval cholteim, you can scald it. You can put it in boiling water because that prevents it from becoming chametz. Hayish shelo tishrei es ha-murson shetoyech biyod lamechatz. Similarly, a woman should not take this murson, put it into water because she wants to use it as soap in the beis hamechatz. Aval shafi apsar yovesh, but she can put it on her body when it's dry, not putting it into water. And the chiddush is, even though there's some water on her body, that's still okay. Lo yilos adam chitin v'itel gabei makosoi. Please should not chew wheat and put it on a wound that he has. Please should machmitzos, but chewing the wheat, he makes a chametz. So the Gemara in Bishua Babeisi Yom Shemoviv, Bishua Babeisi said the name of Yosi. Eizu hi ameiso. What is meiso? Hanoi se cham natoch kamach. Putting hot water into flour. What is chalito? Kamach to chamin, flour into hot water. This is a sugyo and meseches chalo. That here we spoke on meisa and chalito, and there's a machlokes over there if it has chay bechalo or not. So now the Gemara brings that concept to here and says, "Hocho by us, by Gabi Pesach, ben chom mitoch mursum, ben mursum to chamin." Doesn't matter if you put the mursum into boiling water or the boiling water into the mursum. So then you don't have a problem of chametz because the hot water prevents it from becoming chametz. But b'sheyesh b'em shemnunis, meaning there's some oil in the wheat. If it's completely dry out, so the hot water does not prevent it from now becoming chametz. Says the Gemara, melugmo shenisrucha. Melugmo is some type of a bandage that a person prepares to put on a wound that has in it wheat. So if you got nisrach, means it's not edible anymore, even not for a dog. There's two braces. One says you still have to get rid of it for Pesach, and one brace says you don't. The one who says you do have to get rid of it, it first became chometz, and we had an obligation to mevar it, and then it became saruach, which means unedible, and it's now royal achilas kelev. So once it's already chometz before, it's now royal achilas kelev, it's already chayov in beer. It became saruach, became unedible first, so now it's not food anymore, and then became chametz. Chametz only a problem if at least a dog can eat it. Halacha Zayin zok the Mishnah. A noise team is a kemach, person should not put flour, lo letoich ha-charoises, v'lo letoich ha-chardol. Charoises is a dip that has in it vinegar and water, and chardol is mustard. If you put flour into it, so the flour become chametz. Im no son, if he did put it into it, yoichal miyad, eat it right away before it becomes chametz. Rami Yoyis Rami says we can't rely on that. We'll see in the Gemara why not. Ein mevashlim se pesach loy memashkin v'loy memeperius. You're not allowed to cook the korban pesach, not with any other liquids and not with juices. Meaning not only with water you can't do it, but any other liquids also, you're not allowed to cook the pesach with it. But you could spread, you can anoint the korban pesach with some liquids, and you also allowed to do tibul, put the korban pesach and dip it into some liquids. And the sochim is in the time when you roast the korban pesach, and the tibul is when you eat the korban pesach. Meita shmishoy shel nachtum, the water of a baker, what's this water used for? Where he puts his hand to cool off one in between touching the breads. So many times he has some flour or dough on his hands when he puts his hand into the water, and therefore they become chametz. So therefore you shapu b'nishem machmitzim, you have to get rid of them because they become chametz. So we learn the brice, so you're not allowed to put the flour into the charoise, the dip we mentioned, or to the mustard. If he did do it, she right away, as long as he doesn't wait too long, because in order to make sure it doesn't become chametz. Ramey says usher, because without him wanting it, he will automatically be mashe. He would anyway wait. Because mustard is something sharp, and you can't eat it so quickly. Says the Gemara, it says in the pasuk, "Boshel mevushel b'mayim." They now let a cook the korban pesach with water. Inli ma'im minayin le'rabbis shar mashkim. How do you know other liquids? Tomod loyma uvoshel mevushel mikol mokrim. Boshel mevushel. It didn't say only boshel. It says boshel mevushel, extra word to tell you now to cook it in any liquid. Says the Gemara, don't you care about kiva? That works well according to Rabbi Kiva. So whenever you have extra word, you dash in it. But what about Rabbi Shmuel, that he holds the concept that Dibra Torah Kalosh Ben Yehudim? Sometimes the Torah doubles its Loshin, but you don't learn from it anything. Tani Rabbi Shmuel Kalochimer, you learn from Kalochimer. Uma imaim sheinu mefigim tamon. Atomer osur. Water that doesn't take away the taste of Korban Pesach is osur. Shar mashe shefigim tamon lekoshken. Other liquids take away from the Korban Pesach taste. So of course you're not allowed to cook it in other liquids. Ein Loshin matzo b'mashkim. You're not allowed to mix into the dough of the matzo other liquids because it becomes the matzo ashira, as we saw earlier. You're allowed to spread some liquids on the surface after it's ready. I was together with Rabbi Lazar and Yeshua in a boat. And I did put liquid into the matzo. When I prepared the dough of the matzo, we mixed it up with other liquids. Rabbi Kiva argues. The question is, did Rekiva actually allow matzah ashira? Pasha says no. Rekiva also agrees matzah ashira is asur, but he allows to put other liquids in the matzah. It doesn't make it more chametz. Ein loshi matzah bereitchem. You cannot put boiling water in the matzah when you prepare the dough. Pesheim cholti, as we saw in the Mishnah, boiling water prevents the matzah from becoming chametz. And one of the requirements of matzah is that it may become chametz if you wait too long. We're continuing that chafav on base. We're not allowed to put lukewarm water into the dough. It makes it become chametz. The perfect way to do it is using cold water. But we learn regarding mincha, the comes of Beis Hamikdash, that also cannot become chametz. So you're allowed to put into it lukewarm water. And just be careful not for it not to become chametz. So the more of Am Mishim Shim Lakish, Toman Adover Mosul Lekoyanim. There, the ones who are responsible on Menachos are the Kohanim. The Kohanim is Rizim. The Kohanim are very careful and they're going to make sure it doesn't become Chametz. Hocha Dover Mosul, Anoshim here, it's given to women. The Anoshim Atzelusim, as the Gemara brought before, women are considered to be lazy for this Inyan, and they may not be so careful for it not to become Chametz. Says the Gemara, Loitzucho Deloy, in other words, the Gemara is asking a question. What about HaKohanim Atzvom? Now that you say the Kohanim are very careful, so that can they make the matzah? Can they prepare the dough of the matzah with lukewarm water? Regular person cannot because we're choishes to become chametz. But Kohanim, we rely on them for menachas. So if you rely on for menachas, maybe we rely on them also for regular matzah. So the more evil kado, this will go like the next thing that we already mentioned earlier in the Masechta. Tarev zechayo chatoni derab levi. Nido chifefes veserekes. A nido goes to the mikvah. She needs to not only check her hair to make sure there's no chatzitzo, which that's a deraisa requirement, but she has to do a chafifo, which means she has to wash her hair, and she has to do srika, she has to brush her hair. That's the takana of Ezra to add these requirements for a nido going to the mikvah. Kohanis, a kohanis who goes to the mikvah to eat truma, that she goes on a daily basis, she doesn't have to go and wash her hair and brush her hair, because she's very careful and she knows how to check for chatzitzo. But what about Nido Koyenis? She's a Koyenis, but she's Nido. The din is Choyfefes Esrekes. Then you do require her to wash and brush her hair. Why? She'll talk like Benido Lenido. Once I said this requiring for Nido, I want all the Nidas to have the same halacha. And I won't differentiate between Israelis to Koyenis, even though there is a reason to say that Koyenis knows better. So here as well, once he said the matzah pesach, he cannot use lukewarm water, that applies to Kohanim as well, even though they know how to make sure it does not become chametz. The Gemara quotes what we said before, when you have the water of the nacht, when he puts his hand in it, you have to throw out the water because it becomes chametz. So the Gemara, he's tani tani shevchem memokom katafros. Ashboyrin is when you have a land that has crevices in it. And katafras means you have a land which is on a slope. So at one price that says you put it in a land that has crevices, and one you put it on a slope. On my basis, no machlikis. Talk about a high place. When you're going to pour it, the water won't remain on the crevices. It's going to go down and go through many of the crevices and split and spread out. Which means if you have a slope and it's a flat slope, if the water goes down to the bottom, it's going to accumulate there and the chametz will be there. But if it's a very long slope, as it flows down, it will evaporate and the water will not gather in one place. That's what Rabbi said, and the same thing, he said the same explanation. He put wheat and barley in water. It became chometz. It's also Pesach. The name of chometz is mutter. Meaning he has to check if it became chometz or not. If you put barley into water, once it cracks, you know it became chometz. Sharin b'chometz, you put into vinegar, mutter. The chometz shrinks them and puts them in place. Does not allow them to become chometz. Shmuel bar Yitzchak haya lo yayin koisis. Yoi begavei seorin. Begin the yichma. He had wine that was souring, so he put into it barley in order to make out of it vinegar. He says, you have to be mivaret. Even though this is not water, this is, we're talking about wine, you know, it was grapes, it still becomes chometz. May pears cause chometz. He had honey mixed up with fine flour. You have to be mivaret, even though it's honey and not water. One of the people of Kirai, he had barrels of wine in a oitzer, in a storage place of wheat. Shalar Abban asked him, what should I do with it? Go make sure to remove the wheat from below the barrels. Because the chashash is there may be wine spilled on these on the wheat and made a chometz. These barrels of koitach. Koitach is a type of dip that has in it a little flour. So how do you can use these barrels on Pesach? You fill it water for 3 days. Meis leis, I mean 24 hours times 3, and then it's kosher for Pesach. So the chiddush here is that usually we say that only when something is hot, only hot transfers taste. Here, because it stays there for a long time, it has like a type of vinegary thing concept. So that's why there is some chometz that goes into the kli. And by putting it 3 days in water will take away that iser chometz that you have in the koitach. With this, we conclude the second parak of Masechet Psochim, Hadrach Perek Kol Shoh, Hadrach Perek Kol Shoh, Be'ez Hashem. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Psochim Daf Chof Aleph.